Unleavened Bread Ministries presents Hidden Manna for the End Time with your host, David Eales.
Hello, friends. This is David Eales. God bless you and thank you for joining us. We have some very important revelations to share with you that were shared with me over the last 30-something years, sometimes in word of knowledge or word of wisdom. They are very, I'll say, untraditional, but you should expect that in these days. The traditions of men have been making of no effect the Word of God. And these revelations will help you to cooperate with God in the time to come in manifesting His Son in you and in understanding the things that are going on around you and the great purpose that God has for these end times. May God give you eyes to see and ears to hear, so that these will be a great blessing unto you. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You may hear some things here that are not fitting with your traditions. God bless you.
Part 25, The Beast Covenant, Image, and Mark.
The Global Ratification and Elections Network is now working in all of the world. Most of the nations of the world, they have a very good representation, and they're working in all the world to ratify this Constitution. The Constitution for the Federation of Earth. They're using governments and non-governmental organizations to ratify it now, right now. 10 kingdoms. It's in there. I read it. It's 10 kingdoms. 10 kingdoms are to be made from 10 continental divisions of the whole earth. You want to know who the 10 kings are? It's the whole earth. In order to do away with national, ethnic, and religious boundaries, for the sake of peace. All wars come from nationalism, ethnic divisions, or religious divisions. Okay? And if you change the way that nations are divided, you mix people in with one another so that they can't have these wars. They think. But they ain't thinking about a civil war. This will unite the seed of all 7 previous heads of the whole earth. Hence, a 7-headed, 10-horned body for the spirit of the beast from the abyss. See, we would like to see Christ's body united, wouldn't we? Okay. Well, the world's got an idea to do that too, but it isn't the kind we're talking about. Okay. Under this Constitution, the world parliament's decisions are supreme. Not any leadership over it, by the way. The world parliament's decisions are supreme and are to be implemented by the presidium, which has no veto power or executive order. With ultimate sovereignty, I quote from their document, with ultimate sovereignty residing in all the people who live on earth. It's a totally representative form of government. You understand? God's not going to condemn the world because they were ruled over by a beast and forced to do what they're doing. He's going to condemn the world because they're going to choose what they're doing. The presidium will ultimately be made up of 10 kings, as in Revelation 17 and 12 says. Where is this secular aspect of this covenant in Revelation? People have asked me this question. Where is it? I see it over in Daniel 9, 26 and 27. It says, and he shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week. But where is it in the book of Revelation? We'll watch. The Constitution for the Federation of Earth, Article 17, Section B, calls for implementing the World Constitution in stages. In other words, they're not going to do it all at one time. They're going to go through stages. Bring it to that, okay? Revelation declares this staged 7-year covenant of the many with the beast. Watch how simple it is. The first stage of the beast is the dragon for 3.5 years. Revelation 12 and 3, and there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads 7 diadems, or crowns. And the great dragon was cast down. You notice I'm skipping some verses here. You'll have to forgive me for forgetting that, but we'll never get through if I don't. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, verse 14, and there was given to the woman two wings of the great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness unto her place where she is nourished for a time, times, and a half a time from the face of the serpent, which is the dragon. So you got 3.5 years under the dragon. That's the first stage. However, the dragon had the crowns on his heads, not on his horns. And who are the heads? The heads are these different ethnic groups from the beginning. The seven heads are Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, and Rome. According to Daniel, they're still with us. They're just with us in their seed, so they're much larger bodies. Okay? But the dominion in the UN is given to the heads. It's not given to the horns. We haven't turned to the horns yet. See, these people all block vote in the UN right now. They generally block vote. So the dominion now is on the heads, not on the horns. The next stage is the dominion is going to be given to the horns. The second stage is the fully implemented beast government, the fully implemented Roman Empire, for 3.5 more years. 13:1, and I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns 10 diadems. Now they've all suddenly changed the government of this thing to the continental divisions rather than the national divisions, you see. Now it's continentally divided. And he's given authority to these continental divisions, which, by the way, have been around since 1958. I've seen the map. This has already been chosen. You know, some of you have heard of it, I'm sure. And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and there was given to him authority to continue 42 months. There's your second stage for 3.5 more years. This is the final stage. This is the fully implemented beast. And it's at this time that war is going to be made on the saints. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Now we see a 7-year covenant with many. And who is the covenant made by? A spirit from the abyss, inhabiting the body. The religious aspect of the covenant with many. I'll give you a type here. You know, history just keeps repeating itself. That's how you can know the truth, because when somebody's got a theology of the end time that breaks from history, it's wrong every time. The first time history does not repeat itself, the Bible lies. Because it says the things that have been are the things that shall be, and the things that have been done are the things that shall be done. So we know God's not going to permit history to break. That's why you know there's not a pre-tribulation, all-fly-away rapture. Because they never escaped the beast before. They never escaped the beast before. So you know that's a lie. Okay? And a lot of other things can be proven that way. Constantine's covenant between all religions under the Roman Empire is a type of this. There you have the Roman Empire, which is a type of the Roman Empire being built now, you see. Constantine was an individual type because in the Bible, instead of using corporate bodies, he uses individuals to represent corporate bodies. Why? Because individuals always become corporate bodies. They start out as individuals. They're first spoken of as individuals. The next time they're mentioned, they're corporate bodies. The next time they're mentioned. You ever notice that? Okay, Constantine was mentioned. He was an individual, but he represents a corporate body whose kingdom was divided by religious wars. He wanted peace in his kingdom, and he knew that if he didn't have peace among religion, there wasn't going to be any peace. So what did he do? He gathered all the false prophets of all the religions into a corporate false prophet. Notice, he had a corporate false prophet. He didn't have an individual false prophet. He had a corporate false prophet. They sat at his little round table and they advised him on how to keep peace between the religions. And they were paid well. Okay. They formed the Catholic Church. Catholic means universal. There are many people that think the Catholic Church is going to come to power again. They're wrong. What's coming to power now is another universal church. The universal church in that day represented the universal church in our day. The universal church in our day is going to incorporate all the religions of the world again. It's not the Catholic is just one group that's going to be in that. That's all, just one group. They formed the Catholic Universal Church harlot under the Roman Empire beast. And through bribery and lust for power and prestige, and the backslidden Christian leadership, they joined this covenant. Constantine's corporate false prophet is just like the end time corporate false prophet. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his sight. Constantine raised up a church government and gave authority to that church government in order to rule over all the kingdoms of religion. And he maketh the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. Have you ever seen this happen? I've seen it happen in churches. You know, the Lord was quite separate from the government. But very much today in churches, there's a kind of a God and country patriotism. Have you noticed? You know, a pledge of allegiance to the flag. Do you see anything wrong with pledging allegiance to the flag? Especially if you know where America's going, you ought to see that there's something wrong with that. Our allegiance is to the Lord, and He tells us not even to pledge because we don't have a power to bring it to pass, do we? We say if the Lord wills, and by His grace, and things like that. Pledging in the first place is wrong. Secondly, pledging allegiance to a worldly kingdom is doubly wrong. And this is happening in all nations. Christians are caught up in this kind of a thing. Well, that's nothing but the false prophet pointing everybody towards the beast. You know, that which hath been is that which shall be. History is going to repeat itself. Now, Constantine's choosing of this corporate false prophet and using them to glorify himself is going to happen again. The United Nations beast is uniting all religions of the earth into a truly universal church harlot in an attempt to bring peace. The exact same thing Constantine did. The United Religions Initiative, the URI, is putting together a UN of all the religions of the world called United Religions in their hope of bringing peace. The World Conference on Religion and Peace, the WCRP, is another such organization working towards that end. The World Council of Churches is an ecumenical consortium of Christian denominations. These large organizations have made a preparation for a one-world harlot. The leadership of this harlot will be the corporate false prophet. This uniting of religions in one covenant will become official when the beast shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week. Why do I say a corporate false prophet? Because the second beast in Revelation 13 is just that, a beast. It has a head and it has a body. You know, Constantine's head that he created, these leadership of all the religions of the world put together into one, they ruled over the guys in the pulpit. You see, it starts there, but it goes all the way down to the guy in the pulpit. This beast goes from the UN all the way to the pulpit. That's how big the false prophet is. It's a corporate false prophet. Jesus never said there was a false prophet. He said there would be many false prophets. Peter never said there was a false prophet. He said there would be many false prophets. The book of Revelation never said there was a false prophet. It gave you a parable of a beast. And people said, that's the false prophet. I agree. It is the false prophet. But it's a corporate false prophet. Because history has proven that. The Millennium World Peace Summit at the United Nations from August 28th through 31st in 2000 met to form a permanent council of religious leaders to advise the UN on preventing and settling disputes. That's exactly what Constantine did. And now they're doing it. You see, they're going to give these people authority to make a covenant for you. Representatives of Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Sikhism, Shintoism, Spiritism, Taoism, Jainism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, and Confucianism were there. And probably some more. This is the false prophet. The Sanhedrin in Jesus' day was a corporate body that made up of all the sects of Judaism, the apostate sects of Judaism. It was a type of this. They came together and decided to crucify Christ. And that's the way it's going to be in the end time. The beast covenant joins the secular and religious. That's the two aspects of this covenant. Ahab and Jezebel are individual types of the beast and harlot. You've seen in Revelation chapter 2 how Jezebel represents the harlot. Now, if Jezebel represents the harlot and she's a corporate body, what about Ahab? We come to the same problem here. How can you say one of them's a corporate body and the other one is not? Right? Ahab and Jezebel are individual types of corporate bodies. Their covenant unites, watch, the same thing we just saw. Their covenant unites false religions and the apostate people of God with the ten-horned beast. You see, God doesn't care about the world making covenants with the world. He doesn't even care about Israel making covenants with the world. You understand that? Because they're lost. What he doesn't like historically all through the Bible is his people making a covenant with the world. That he forbids. You understand? Everybody's watching for a covenant that Israel's going to make with the beast. But that's not where the covenant's going to be made. So while we have the wrong signs, the wrong signposts, we're not going to see what's coming. That's exactly what happened to Israel. Exactly what happened to Israel. History repeats itself. 1 Kings 18 and 17. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah. Now we're talking about the witnesses here, right? Ahab and Elijah. And Ahab was the ten-horned beast because he was the ruler over the northern ten tribes. The northern ten apostate tribes. So he had ten horns. Ahab said unto Elijah, "Is it thou, thou troubler of Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou." So here you have a war going on between the beast and the witnesses, which we know happens in Revelation chapter 11, right? "And thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Balaam." You know who Balaam was, right? Balaam was the golden calf. He was the golden calf that they created when they came out of Egypt and called it Yahweh or Elohim. That's the name they put on him. They put the name of our God on a false image of the beast. "Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal." That's one horn of the false prophet in Revelation chapter 13. 450. "And the prophets of Asherah," that's the second horn, 400, "that eat at Jezebel's table," or the harlot's table. Now, who eats at the harlot's table? The preachers do. And that's who we have here. We have the preachers of these different religions. Now, Baal represents apostate Protestantism. One reason we can know that is because Asherah represents Semiramis. She is, in that culture, in that time, the name for Semiramis, who was the virgin birth mother of God, the virgin who brought forth the Son of God. I shouldn't say virgin birth mother of God. And so who is it that worships the virgin who is the mother of God? The Mariolatry churches. The Mariolatry churches. And that is much larger than the Catholic Church. There's a lot of Mariolatry churches out there. The Eastern Orthodox is a very large one, you know, that worship Mary as the Mother of God. So you know what is going to be united in this covenant? You know that Protestantism and Catholicism and the Eastern Orthodox, all of them are going to be united. Okay? Jezebel in the book of Revelation was the harlot, Revelation 2 and 20. She ruled over Ahab, just as the harlot rode the beast in Revelation 17. She, like the harlot, was guilty of the blood of the saints and of the prophets. See how close this runs? She was also devoured by the dogs, which symbolizes the beast. In Revelation, the beast devoured the harlot. See that? She united apostate Protestantism. We already talked about that. Her corporate two-horned false prophet deceived 10 of the 12 tribes. Can you imagine? You know, the things that have been are the things that shall be. There's a large portion of Christianity that's going to be deceived by this covenant. She deceived 10 out of 12 tribes. Revelation 13:11, "And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns, like unto a lamb." In other words, faking Christianity. The lamb, right? "But he spoke as the dragon." His mouth was the mouth of the dragon. Revelation 13. Also there is, I don't want to pass this up because you might think that that's all about, I think, but there is also a secular harlot, which is America. And I'm not spending a lot of time on America. One day I'd like to talk to you about America if the Lord makes that possible. And there is a secular false prophet for America, too. When I was teaching on this one time about the beast and his covenant and the mark and so on and so forth, a guy whose name was Mark came into our assembly. I'd known for many years, but I hadn't seen him in our assembly for many years. And I was teaching at that particular time, and he walked in the door. And when he heard what I had to say, he said, I just had a dream, you know. And he had a dream exactly about what we were talking about. I mean, exactly. It was awesome. He said, I went to church and the altar to get delivered from smoking. And there were many people up front. And I knew that the pastor was walking towards me to get away from someone who smelled like smoke. And I thought, I hope he doesn't come down here because I smell like smoke too. Just then my sister came to me very happy and she said, oh, it's okay. Look over there. I looked and I saw this man light up a cigarette. And there were some booths and a sign that read smoking section. People said, you don't have to quit because now we can smoke in church. I said, no, I want to quit smoking. This is my interpretation, and I believe the Holy Spirit's interpretation. This represents legalizing sin in church because it will be illegal for you to throw sinners out of the church. And smoke, by the way, is an unclean breath because breath and spirit are the same word in the Hebrew. So you're talking about partaking of an unclean spirit here. See? The spirit of Antichrist beast will be in the holy place. Then the scene changed and I saw on TV that the whole world, get this, the whole world was rejoicing because a great agreement had been made to have one church. Now, I don't believe and you don't believe that the religions are all going to agree, but they're going to agree to disagree for the sake of advantage. Okay. I saw the agreement, he said, and it was two stacks of paper. I'm likening that to the two horns of the false prophet because that's who's doing the negotiating is the false prophets. But nothing was written on these papers. And what I saw in that was a sign that the religions will drop their doctrinal demands in order to have this unity for the sake of advantage. Then I went to see this one world church, and it was so big I couldn't even see the other end of it. I happened to look in the wrong door, and I noticed a giant ministers' conference. They were being shown a film on how to scan a beam of light. A light in the Bible represents the word, right? A beam of light across the foreheads of their congregation, giving them the mark of the beast without them knowing it. And I was teaching on this very thing, the spiritual mark of the beast, when he came. Believe me, this is happening. Giving them the spiritual mark. I'm going to show you how it is happening. First of all, we want to say that God doesn't care about the world making covenants, but he forbids Christians to willingly make a covenant with the world. Why do I say willingly? Because in this particular covenant, you're not going to have any choice because they're not going to ask you. They're just going to appoint you ahead, okay? And they're going to make the covenant. It's forbidden for us to make a covenant with unbelievers or else we don't have a covenant with God. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. What concord hath Christ with Belial? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Come out from among them, be separate, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. There's the condition. If you do this, I will receive you, and will be to you a father, and you shall be to me sons and daughters. So you have to be separate. And God does say that he will annul their covenant with death. God is going to break this covenant. Because the true Christians will come out from among them, they're going to be hated of all nations for God's name's sake. See, God wants to separate his people from the world. He wants to manifest his name in his people. There's only one way he can manifest his name, which means nature, character, and authority. That's what the word means. Onoma, New Testament word. The only way he can manifest his name in his people is he's got to cause the world to hate them. He already did this in the Old Testament. He told Israel, I'm going to cause all your lovers to hate you because she loved them. See, the people of God love the world, and God's got a solution. He's going to cause the people of God to see the world for what it really is. When you pledge allegiance to the flag, that will be over for God's people. The world will see the true Christians as the spoilers of this covenant and will use the mark of the beast to make them criminals, as it was with Daniel. You remember how they picked a fight with Daniel in his prayer. He wouldn't pray to the king, right? And the three Hebrews, they wouldn't bow down to the image, right? That was all a planned thing in Daniel. Well, this one's planned too. They planned those, and they're going to plan this one. God has ordained the mark to separate his people from the world. The mark and the image of the beast. I know for a fact that from what the Lord has shown me about types and shadows and parables like Daniel in the book of Revelation, that God never has to give you a literal fulfillment of that. That's the main deception, is that while people are looking at it in the letter thinking there's going to be a literal fulfillment, it's being fulfilled in the spirit. Okay? However, God can make a literal fulfillment for a purpose. And I believe he's going to do that with the mark of the beast. I believe there will be a physical mark of the beast. However, the physical mark of the beast is not the real danger. That's what I want to show you. It's not the real danger. That's what people are looking at on the surface. There's something else that's more dangerous. Because the people who have the spiritual mark of the beast will take the physical mark of the beast. They will. They will not be able to avoid it. It's a part of their nature. They will not be able to avoid it. One thing is, the people who don't really have faith in God, they don't believe that they can live in the wilderness without buying and selling with the world. The mark of the beast is going to separate God's people from the world so that they won't buy and sell with the world. They'll have to depend on God. They'll have to walk by faith in him. They'll have to see his provision. That's the whole point. See, God designed the mark of the beast. The devil didn't. God did. He's tired of his people living in the world. He has to separate them before he comes. See? So he planned this. Also, the mark is going to identify the members of the body of the beast that are sitting in the temple of God. This is something the Lord showed me. The government of Harlot America is a secular false prophet to bring the physical mark to the world. The government of the Harlot Church is a religious false prophet to bring the spiritual mark to the world. Have you ever heard somebody say, or anybody say, that the leadership of America was a false prophet?
This series by David Eales will be continued on our next broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more information and materials, go to www.americaslastdays.com.